everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
W.D. Bentley introduced Cooperative Extension in Oklahoma. Now 100 years later, a variety that carries his namesake offers tremendous resilience to grazing, drought, spring freezes, and soil acidity. Bentley was created by OSU researchers and is marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Bentley posted 7 years of top-tier yield performance in university trials and offers award-winning commercial baking quality. Bentley also provides a unique blend of genetics from the Texas and Kansas Overlay variety with OSU's true graze and grain breeding stamped in. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org.
All right, welcome back. Aggressive price gains flooded through the cattle markets today following light to moderate trade activity on the Fed Cattle Exchange auction. The shift from aggressive triple-digit losses, which developed early in the day, quickly changed the tone of the entire cattle complex, which may spark renewed buyer activity later this week. Corn prices, though, were higher in light trade today. September corn futures about 5 cents higher. Stock markets were also higher in light trade. The Dow Jones is 28 points higher. NASDAQ up 38 points. In live cattle, sharp gains quickly moved into the cattle futures. The lack of support in the complex, though, with strong triple-digit pressure in the feeder cattle markets left the complex weak through much of the day. Live bids developing in all areas at $115 to $117 during the morning. Activity on the Fed Cattle Exchange auction report today listed a total of 2,912 head, with 708 head actually sold. The weighted average price for today at $118.27. In feeder cattle, firm gains quickly developed across the cattle futures, with feeder cattle futures quickly erasing sharp losses and continued to hold gains at or near $1 per hundred weight higher. Overall, though, lack of trade volume in the complex is one reason for the market shift, but renewed underlying support stepping back into the live cattle trade with expectations that stability may be seen in the cash cattle trade also helped to instill additional market momentum. And grain futures were mostly higher following two-sided trade overnight. Prices bounced back from initial selling in the wake of Tuesday's tepid showing, then showed signs of another fade in front of the morning break. Corn prices, though, were higher today, trying to hold a reversal after Tuesday's rally stalled out at 50% retracement of the recent correction. Soybeans, though, posted modest gains, holding a bullish reversal but faded the overnight highs. And wheat prices were mixed today, paced again by Minneapolis futures. And spring wheat gapped higher yesterday above the downtrend line off of summer highs, trying to keep its rally alive.
I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.